الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا وقدير نفوسنا وحبيب قلوبنا أبي القاسم محمد.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد
صلى الله عليه وسلم. يا سيما وبقية الله روحي بأرواح العالمين لمقدمه الفداء. Respected brothers and sisters in Islam, السلام عليكم
Salat.
MashaAllah, Salat. The Holy Prophet said that after Ma'rifah, in Ma'rifatullah, after Aqeel, the nearest practice. Remember, I said, if you are somewhere and you have a limited time, you are in Ziyarah, you are in Hajj, you are in the holy place, in the masjid, and you are wondering what should I do now best in this limited time, as much as possible, stand up and offer two rakat prayer. Nothing in Islam after Aqeel, which is related to Sunnah, of course, is more important, more significant, more helpful for us in dunya and akhirah than as-salah. This is why every day we have to have this salah. Speaking about the salah, I want to take, maybe it may sound a bit difficult, but because I was asked, inshallah, from today, for a couple of days at least, I want to introduce you more into nawafil. Something that we are more oblivious about. But before we get into the nawafil, you know that why mustahabat or kul mustahabat, we have wajibat, not namaz wajib, and we have namaz mustahab. Why namaz mustahab is called mustahab? Anybody knows the meaning of mustahab? Mustahab literally means seeking the love. But someone does something to earn your love, so that you love them, you appreciate them. So namaz mustahab, it means a namaz that you do, charity that is mustahab, roze fasting that is mustahab. Any mustahab act, it means that you are doing it, although you don't have any obligation. The Almighty God has said, look, I have not obliged you to do that. At your discretion, you love to do it, you don't love to do it. But if you do it, I love you more. You'll be special to me. Wajibat is just meeting the obligation. Imagine that you are employed in a company and the obligation of the business hours is 9 to 5, for example. Okay? 9 to 5 is a must, otherwise I will be fired. But if you stay and spend a couple of extra hours, after hours, to help the company, naturally, this is something that in the Western countries, some employees, they are doing to make sure they don't get fired. They always try to show themselves good in the eyes of the CEO or the director, so that they say, no, this one don't fire him, keep him. The same applies. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that I have some recommendations, but no obligation. I know that it is difficult for you to fast in other than the months of Ramadan. It is possible, but to fast other than the months of Ramadan, like in Sha'ban, like in Rajab, what is mustahab? If you want to earn my love, if you want to be special to me, try to do mustahabat as well. Now, namaz and mustahab is like this. Remember, out of all mustahabat, namaz is always on the top of the list. So, if you attend mustahab namaz, you will be the dearest of the dearest to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, inshallah. That's why I want to introduce this to you. Namaz and mustahab, first of all, it starts with mustahabat of the namaz and wajib. Namaz and wajib has an obligatory part. But you know that in wajib part of the namaz, according to fatwa by the Sistani and most of the marajib, once you can say subhanallah wa alhamdulillah wa la ilaha illallah wa Allahu akbar, and that's it. The three salam at the end, you can only say one, either the second or the third one. You don't have to say all the three. It's mustahab to add. There is so much in namaz already we are doing that it's mustahab, it's not wajib. So alhamdulillah, you are already doing some of the mustahabat inside the namaz. One of the very important mustahab of the namaz is to pray on time. Remember that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran says, "Inna salata kanat ala al-mu'mina kitaban mawquta." It has a prescribed fixed time. Not if the time of the adhuhr and asr is extended until before sunset, is for emergencies. In the matter of emergency, you were traveling, you were in the hospital, stuck somewhere on the road, you couldn't stop to pray. Fair enough. But if we are in a situation that it is possible to turn off the TV and pray, of course I have to do that. So remember always, give the priority in your daily life, if you want to be given the priority in the hereafter, to your namaz. When is the time for namaz, everything else starts. Inshallah, you will be to Hajj. In Hajj, as soon as Allah Akbar Ramadan in Mecca goes, even people who are doing the tawaf then has to stop because of the namaz. So, starting with mustahabat, first do the mustahabat with your salat as much as possible. Another mustahab of the namaz is to do jama'at as much as possible. Make an effort as much as possible to make the to attend the jama'at prayer. You'll get much more reward than doing on your own. Before we pray, if you want again to boost the spirituality of the namaz, remember the hadith that I mentioned. Always bring it to your conscience. When you hear Qad Qamat As-Salat, Qad Qamat As-Salat, Imam Ali alayhi salam used to have these, and we are the followers of the Imam, inshallah. Imam says, Qad Hana Waqt Az-Ziyara. The time of the ziyara has arrived. Ziyara, yani visitation. Visitation of who? Visiting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Visiting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, if really I hear Qad Qamat As-Salat, and I remember the words of Imam Ali alayhi salam, and I'm outside, someone is talking to me, no matter who is talking to me, the great Mawlana has come and is talking to me, unfortunately, he's oblivious of hypothetically, or an elderly, respected person, father, whoever, sorry, it's Salat, I have to go. Someone on the phone is talking to you, Qad Qamat As-Salat, sorry, I've got to go, it's Salat. Because it's a time for this year. Whoever it is, you compare them with the meeting that you have with God. Which one is more important? And with this concept, we start the salat and continue the salat, we enjoy the spirituality of our salat more. If you say salat, I'll tell you a story about it, inshallah. There are certain people that really are gifted. God knows due to His infinite wisdom. Ayatollah Bahjat, rahmatullah alayhi. His sons are very close friends of mine. The middle one, Sheikh Ali, was telling me this, that his father at the age of 12, 13, goes to Najaf to study. Now, first he goes to Karbala, and then he decides to return to Najaf and stays in Najaf. When he was in Karbala, he attends the Jama'at prayer. At that time, Marhum Ayatollah Naini apparently has been leading the prayer. Ayatollah Naini was the student of, sorry, was the teacher of Ayatollah Khomeini, very eminent scholar of Islam. Ayatollah Bahjat at that time, because he's still under the age of puberty, 13 years old, he wants to attend the Jama'at and the first row of the Jama'at, but because he's now on there, he sits right at the corner of the first row, so that there is no gap in between. When the namaz is finished, he looks back and most of those who remain behind Ayatollah Naini are themselves scholars, mullahs, very eminent scholars. He's looking for a teacher. He goes around, looks at these mullahs, and he said, Sheikh, did you see where Imam Jamaat go? They looked at him weirdly. Where did you go? No, he was praying. He didn't go anywhere. No. He's not my teacher. He goes to another one. Maulana, did you see where the imam during the namaz went? What are you talking about, son? Until it happens that he meets Allama Ghazi rahmatullah alayh. He doesn't know who he is, but he's one of those who's praying behind Ayatollah Naini. He goes to Allama Ghazi and says that, did you see where the Imam Jamal went during the salah? Allama looks at Ayatollah Bahja and he's too kilik. And he says, yes, son. And then they start talking to each other. Ayatollah Bahja at that time, a 12-year-old boy, he says that, this is my teacher. His eyes, his inner eyes are open. And they were talking about where they have seen Mirza. Because Mirza Naini during his namaz, you know, As-Salatu Mi'rajul Mumin, is the ascension. His body is here, but his mind is in nearness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ayatollah Bahjat says that whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted me of this spirituality, I earned it through this namaz, through this salat. And giving utmost authority and priority to namaz. Now, listen to this. Again, his sonship, and he's telling me this privately, we are having a private discussion. He says, after my father passed away, I have prayed, alhamdulillah, in the honor of praying behind Ayatollah Bahja. If you didn't know Ayatollah Bahja, then you are praying behind him, you would be kind of uncomfortable. The way that he was pronouncing the words and things and crying. I don't want to go into the details of it anyway. He said, after my father had passed away, naturally I used to go almost every day to his grave in Haram Hazrat al-Masumah and reading Fatiha. Every day I go, I see there is a man there dropping himself to the grave of my dad and he's weeping and crying. I said to myself, I'm his son and this guy is crying more than me. Who is he? I became curious. Because not one day, second day, third day, until I said, Baba, who are you? I'm his son and I'm not crying like this. You are weeping. And he said, you don't know your father. There's a story behind it. Tell me the story. Sheikh Ali is telling me the story. First of all, I'm mentioning this publicly, maybe this is the copyright for the Nairobi Jama'at. He said that man, he said to me that I live in Tehran. Tehran to home is almost 2 hours long. He said, I live in Tehran, but somebody told me that there is one Ayatollah in Bahjat, his salat is different, and why don't you attend Jama prayer? I'm telling you that when you pray behind Ayatollah Bahjat, if you pray behind him, believe me, you will be tuned for 1 week. Spiritually, you would fill up for 1 week without any need for any lecture, anything. Nothing. Just pray behind him. 1 week you are charged spiritually. Amazing. Anyway, he said someone told me that why don't you make an effort to go to home at least once a week and pray behind him. You feel the difference. I made an effort. I said, okay, I went. His masjid was packed. There was no room downstairs. I had to go upstairs. And at the corner of upstairs, I found a place and I attended the jamaah. Ayatollah Bahja, they started the namaz. Mind you that when he's reaching Yaka Namulama Yaka Nasa, he's crying. At Hanam Abda Ziyara, I'm explaining Hanam Abda Ziyara. I'm blind, I'm just saying this, but Ayatollah Bahja, the likes of the experience, they are really in the presence of God. And he cannot continue his crying. Anyway, he continued his namaz until he reached the last three salam of the namaz. This man, for the first time, is coming praying behind Ayatollah Bahjat. From the top floor, he can hear the Ayatollah. He says, when he reached, Ayyaka na'budu wa ayyaka nasta'in, I said to myself, okay, he's talking to God, like he's begging, really begging God, and he's getting emotional. I justified it for myself. But when he reached, As-salamu alayka ayyuhan nabiyyu wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, I'm sorry you're recording it, but I have to show you. Ayatollah Bahjat salam was, As-salamu alayka ayyuhan nabiyyu wa rahmatullahi. Now imagine, forgive me that I'm just mentioning to kind of show to you. He said, from the top floor of me, hearing him, I couldn't hack it. I said, that's too much. You are just greeting the Prophet. Why do you have to speak like this? Astaghfirullah, cross my mind. Is it a show? What is this? I couldn't, comprehend it. And I said to myself, I'm not going to come back here again. I left to Tehran. Then, on the way, I was fighting with myself. On the one hand, I was trying to justify his marja, Ayatollah, maybe you don't understand. On the other hand, Shaitan was playing with my mind. I said, Ya Rab, if really his salat is true, show it to me. If I'm wrong in my analysis, please guide me. But I'm not going to come back because I don't feel comfortable praying behind someone like this. I lose my concentration. I can't help it. And believe me, if you have never prayed behind him, you know what I'm talking about. Anyway, this brother is telling the son of Ayatollah Bahjat Sheikh Ali. He says, I went the same night, I had a dream of Ayatollah Bahjat. I had a dream that I came to the same masjid. And I went to the same place that I, in the real life, I had prayed behind him. Ayatollah Bahjat entered the masjid. He stood on his mihrab. Before he starts the namaz, he turned back and just looked up at me and said, calm down. He calls me down and asked me that he made a spot for me right behind himself, right behind him. He said, you stay here, right behind me. And he started the salah. He said, he started the salah and I was standing behind him. As soon as he says, Allahu Akbar, I saw a garden right in front of the mihrab. He said, paradise, not a garden, paradise, I cannot describe it. I'm praying, I'm standing behind him, and as soon as he says, Allahu Akbar, there's a garden. Allah, what is this? And I was so infatuated and amazed in awe. Wow, look at this beautiful garden. And I only hear the voice of Ayatollah Bahjat. I don't see anything. I was distracted to this garden. Ayatollah Bahjat is going through his namaz, and the way that he is reading his namaz now makes sense to me. Now I'm not surprised or anything. And when he reached the salam of the namaz, remember that when Imam Ali alayhi salam says, Al-Hala Mahda Ziyara, the time for meeting, visiting God has come. He says, when he reached at the end of his namaz, As-Salaamu Alaikum, and he's begging, going, the gate of paradise started closing. The first salam that he finished, one third of the gate closed. And it's just like someone who doesn't want to miss it. And like he has to finish the namaz, and he doesn't want to finish the meeting. And he is saying, As-salamu alaykum, as-salamu alaykum, and at the same time begging, please keep it still open for me. And then when he said the second salam, As-salamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, the second third of the gate of paradise, like that garden, to me, look, beautiful garden, if it was a little bit, was open. And as soon as he said, As-salamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi, the gate was closed. And I saw no more being up in front of us, nothing else. All of a sudden, that was his dream. He said that all of a sudden, I woke up. And I was just bursting with tears. I was crying. And I said to myself, what ignorant I was. Look where he is in his namaz, where I am in my namaz. And that's why after this man has passed away, I cannot help him. I have to come every day visiting his grave. And when I'm dropping myself on the grave of your father, I remember my dream. And I remember such a great personality that I have missed. I wish I had known him earlier. There is so much, brothers. I'm ashamed of myself. I'm just narrating these stories to you and I'm telling you. But the least that we can do, give priority to your namaz. Ayatollah Bahjat, from before the age of purity, gave priority, top for priority in his life to his namaz. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rewarded him likewise. Firstly, to enjoy his namaz. And second of all, whatever that in dunya and akhirah, inshallah, has granted him. Sallallahu alaihi wasallam.